Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Luke Rangel, and I'm going to answer the question today of how many calories should I eat to lose weight? And this is all based on the scientific AF diet that we have came across, the same one that has helped me not only transform once, but has helped me transform twice and been able to keep the results now for a long period of time. The same results that these people as well have been able to get.
Hello, my name is Val, and I lost 80 pounds using the AF diet.
Hey, my name is Lauren, and I've lost 30 pounds using the AF diet.
I lost 30 pounds using the AF diet.
I lost over 20 pounds using the AF diet.
Hey everyone, my name is Jay. I've lost 30 pounds on the AF diet.
I have lost 30 pounds using the AF diet.
I've lost 90 pounds using the AF diet, and I've kept it off for over a year.
Hi, my name is Daniela, and I have lost over 130 pounds using the AF diet, but also I've been able to maintain it for almost 2 years.
All right, welcome back. And yes, the AF diet and all those results are amazing. And if you want to learn more about the AF diet, all you have to do, click down below. I'll have a link down there where you could learn 100% for free. Just go to afdiet.com. But again, I'll have it down below. All right, so back to the question, how many calories should I eat to lose weight? So the first thing, the biggest mistake that most trainers do or gyms do, and this may have happened to you, is you walk into a gym or you get on a phone call or hire a coach, right? And you tell them, all right, I want to lose this much weight. I'm this tall. I'm this years old. And so what they do is they give you this perfect nutrition plan. And great, so I got this perfect nutrition plan. I paid some money. I'm going to follow it. I'm going to eat as many calories as they tell me to eat, the foods that they tell me to eat, and get all blurry. And you do this for 1 week, 2 weeks, usually at max up to 6 weeks. And then what happened? 9 out of 10 people end up falling off the plan, gaining some of the weight back, if not all of it and more. And then you try to get back on the plan, but this time it's so much harder. And the reason for this is because you were given this perfect nutrition plan, and yet nobody has a life that is perfect. All the stars align and you could eat perfect every single time, right? So it's not that you lost motivation. It's not that you weren't disciplined to follow this plan. You were set up for failure from the beginning. And you may be blaming yourself, but you should be blaming the trainer or the gym that gave you this perfect nutrition plan, because they know you can't follow it for the rest of your life. They don't even follow it themselves. But what they have learned that they don't really teach you is how to eat anything you want and still get results. And that's what this whole thing is. And so to answer the question of how many calories should I eat to lose weight, the first step we have to find out for you is how many calories are you currently eating? Because based on that, and I'll show you how to do this, based on how many calories you're currently eating, then in the next video, so make sure you subscribe if you're not subscribed so you get these videos. In the next videos, I'm gonna teach you how to customize those calories to you. So if you wanna lose weight, if you wanna gain weight, if you wanna tone up, if you just want more energy, I'm gonna show you how to customize your body, how to customize your calories to get the goals that you want, all right? So diving in, the first thing, this is how you learn how to find out how many calories you're currently eating, all right? So step number one, eat how you normally eat. That's all you have to do. You don't, the biggest mistake that a lot of people do is like, all right, I'm gonna start on this healthy nutrition plan. And for whatever reason, when people think healthy, they think less. So they're used to eating 2,000-3,000 calories a day. And then all of a sudden they start eating healthy and they're barely eating less than 1,000 calories a day. And it's not because they do it on purpose. Most people do it on purpose, but not everybody. And it's because when they start actually choosing the healthier foods, it fills them up more, so they're not as hungry. Instead of eating chips and junk all day long and not getting filled up, they could eat those constantly, all right? So the first thing that you need to do is just eat how you normally eat. Because, again, we're not looking for the perfect nutrition plan. We're working for the nutrition plan that you can follow the rest of your life. So if you want to eat carbs. If you want to have no carbs, don't have carbs. But again, Don't choose a way that you think you should be eating. Just eat the way that you want to eat. I promise you, it's all gonna work out for you. So that's step one, is for the first 2 weeks, just eat how you normally eat. All right, step two, everything that you eat, you need to weigh it on a food scale and track it. Down below, I have some extra links that shows you how I do this in MyFitnessPal. It shows you how to sign up for MyFitnessPal. It's a free app if you've never used it. How to track your food properly. How to create foods if you like making recipes and things like that. I got a few videos like that down below that you could watch and learn how to do that. But what you need to do is every single thing you eat, everything that has calories, you need to track it and put it into MyFitnessPal. Now, the thing with MyFitnessPal, quick tip here. When you log in your info, it's gonna tell you how many calories to eat, grams of protein, carbs, and fat. What I want you to do is not look at that. Do not look at that. Because all that's doing is giving you that perfect nutrition plan that a gym or trainer, anyone that could have gave you off of Google pretty much. And so it's not customized to you. So do not follow, I'm gonna say it again because people always forget this part, do not follow what MyFitnessPal tells you. I'm going to help you customize it 100% to you, all right? We're just simply using the app so that you know how many calories you're eating just to track your food, all right? So everything you eat, weigh it and track it. So even if you drink anything that has calories in it, just track it into MyFitnessPal. People always ask, is coffee creamer good for you or bad for you? It's neither. It depends on what you eat throughout the whole day. So if you have coffee creamer, weigh the coffee creamer, scan the barcode on the back. It's really simple with the app. It'll tell you how many calories in it and just track it. And over the course of 1 to 2 weeks, we'll see how many calories you're eating. And then we could customize it so that if you still want coffee creamer, you could still drink coffee creamer. There's nothing wrong with it at all. All right. So number one, eat how you normally eat. Step number two, eat everything you eat. Just make sure you weigh it and you track it. Number three, sometimes the hardest for most people. This one was actually really hard for me, harder than I thought. Do not eat out or drink alcohol. Now, before you go crazy, this is only for the first 1 to 2 weeks, okay? I promise you in my upcoming videos, I'm gonna teach you how to eat out. I'm gonna teach you how to drink alcohol and still lose weight, okay? This is not your forever plan, at least this part, the drinking alcohol and stuff, it's just for the first 1 to 2 weeks. And the reason for this is because we want to see how many calories you just eat and what that does to your body. Whenever we eat out, even if we think it's healthy, we never truly know how many calories we're consuming because we don't know what they cooked with and all that stuff, right? And same thing, when you drink, it just makes our bodies do weird things. And so the weight will fluctuate crazy even though it doesn't need to based on the calories we're having, all right? So just for the first, trust me, for the first 2 weeks, just do not eat out and do not drink alcohol. I promise you, you can eat out and you can drink alcohol on your future plan, but this is just for the first 2 weeks. And then the step four, do this consistently for 2 weeks, all right? The better that you track, the better that I'm gonna be able to help you customize it down the line, okay? So just eat how you normally eat. Everything that you do eat, weigh it and track it. Everything that has calories, what you drink, everything. If you go and grab a little snack and put it in your mouth, track it. I promise you, all this stuff is gonna add up and it's just gonna make your results so much better in the future. Just for the first 2 weeks, please do not eat out. Do not drink alcohol if you want the best results. Okay, it's 2 weeks. You're gonna live the next 30, 40, 50 plus years. Just give me 2 weeks. And then again, do this consistently. For 2 weeks. And after you do all of that stuff, come back to the channel. You're going to have another video. It's going to explain to you how to start customizing that nutrition plan 100% to you. So if you have not yet done so, again, make sure you subscribe. If you have any questions or comments about this, go ahead and comment down below. And also, just remember, if you want to kind of get a head start in what this AF diet is all about, click down below as well and grab the free kind of walkthrough with that. All right, guys, again, my name is Luke Rangel, and I will talk to you all soon.